This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Happy Halloween. Sorry, this is my favorite holiday ever. I don't understand why I'm already hoarse. I've been screaming Happy Halloween and waking the kids up and stuff. It's like one of my favorite holidays. And so, super happy day. I'm still working on my costume. I'm breast milk. I didn't really get a costume. And it's really cold outside. So, see, a lot of us women, we kind of use Halloween to take advantage of dressing up sexy. You know, I mean, I love my, like, I have, like, a French maid Halloween costume. And, you know, hubby would never let me wear that around the place. But if I'm Halloween, as if it's a Halloween costume, he'll let me dress up in the stockings and things like that. Problem is tonight it's going to be really, really cold. And we're really going trick-or-treating, so we're going to be around kids. So I'm not going to a Halloween party, you know, where I could look all grown up. You know, I'm going to go out there with kids. So, I mean, what is a very non-offensive costume around kids? Breast milk. And I have two different, ways to go about it. This is thin, so I guess I'm officially colostrum. But that's just why I'm a dork, and doctors are dorks. Okay, so Halloween. A lot of stuff to talk about Halloween, because unfortunately, while we're all having fun and we're going trick-or-drinking, you know, trick-or-drink, and, you know, you kind of walk around with a glass and people can pour alcohol in it and then you drink, then you go to the next house, trick-or-drink. Pour alcohol and then you drink. It's like, I love trick-or-drinking. It's very, very fun, except by the fourth house, you're lost. There's some serious, you know, side notes to this. Halloween used to be a really, really serious holiday. Apparently, it was a, they think its origins came from the Celtics. No, not the basketball team. Where it was a festival of Samhain. We talk about this. I guess people would light bonfires and wear costumes because they wanted to ward off ghosts. Halloween was a scary time because I think they thought it was when the dead and the live meet. I think it was about maybe a few thousand years ago, a couple thousand years ago. They thought that this was the time where it was the end of the summer, beginning of the harvest, and beginning of the dark, cold winter. So that's kind of where the two worlds of the living and the dead started to become blurred. And so to protect themselves, they had Samhain, which was a way to kind of ward off the ghosts, ward off the dead. It never really died out after that. It kept going on and evolving into other sorts of holidays. Roman Empire, they actually did combine their sort of festivals and included something that had to do with the, you know, the end of the harvest and the start of the winter. You have All Saints Day. I'm not going to go into all the history of that. All Saints Day, I think, was started by back in, you know, 600 AD. But when it came to America, it was really, really different. So when it came to America, we had a lot of Protestants here. And so according to history.com, there was a lot of restrictions in terms of what we could do because, you know, in certain religions, you're not supposed to believe in ghosts and evil spirits, etc. And so you had people that were also escaping the famine, and the Irish came over. And the Irish, like, okay, they kind of like, Irish are really cool when it comes to parties. And the Irish was like, look, okay, you know, this could be a party. This could be a great way to celebrate. This is a great way we could have fun. And what people started to really capitalize on were the tricks. And it eventually in America got to be a very, very scary time for people because there was a lot of vandalism. And so the government people had to kind of get involved going, no, 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 no. You know, we need to make this more fun. and more about treats. So if you don't want your house vandalized, as long as you give your kid a treat, they're not going to egg or pee or poop or do stuff, TP your house. And it was also time for, like, girls to kind of flirt with guys and stuff, you know, where you could kind of do a trick on them, and then they hopefully notice you and whatever. So there was a lot of expectations of this holiday. One was more to ward off evil spirits. Others was to just try to vandalize, and it was an opportunity to be bad. Another was an opportunity to get some free stuff, and then another was trying to find a mate. So, you know, Halloween has a lot of meanings for a lot of people. And now we allow our kids to go up to strangers. We allow our kids to violate every single thing we taught them all year long. You don't go up to a stranger's house. You don't ask him for food. You don't ask a strange man for candy. You don't eat something that a stranger gave you. And you aren't supposed to be eating sugary sweets. And we basically allow our kids to do that. And on top of that, we allow our kids to threaten somebody with vandalism, trick or treat. And it's okay. And I, you know, my boys are going to be out there. I don't know what they're going to do. And I think they are just praying that when they go trick or treat, that person goes, no treat. And so they could just go just DEFCON. Well, anyway, so, as a doctor, I always have to remind people, got to be careful this holiday. All right? You got kids running around in costumes. They do the floor-length costumes. They're trying to be Khaleesi or Darth Maul or whatever the heck, and Sith Lords, and they're unfortunately wearing, you know, foot-long gowns. They could trip on them. These kids are zigzagging, running around. They don't care about cars. We're going to be racing home to be able to get to where we're going to go trick-or-treating, and everybody's racing home. Don't be racing home. There's kids running around. There's going to be kids trick-or-treating at 4 or 5 because it's going to be too cold tonight. So just be prepared. Unfortunately, this is the one holiday of the year where we see the most pedestrian-related deaths with pediatrics. So very, very scary time. Also, when it comes to candy, you know, mom, dad, inspect the candy. My kids never let me inspect it because I steal their candy. But look, I'm mama. I pay the bills. Okay, I'm going to inspect the candy. And anything that doesn't look right, throw out. There's dentists out there that'll even x-ray your candy to make sure there's no metal and razors and things like that. Why? Because we have some crazy people out there. Last year, there was candy getting laced. People were putting LSD and stupid stuff. I think that happens every year. You want to be careful with that. Don't let your kids use those contact lenses that are, you know, made in some foreign country. Make sure they don't have a mask. Let them do face makeup. And parents, if you're going trick or drinking, don't, you know, because you're not going to be sober. Maybe that's the point. 1-877-DR-ALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So as expected, the Democrats back impeachment of Donald Trump as the first House vote, I believe, has already gone through this morning. There were 232 votes for yes, 196 for no, and 4 who didn't vote or abstained. 2 Democrats voted no. 1 independent voted yes. None of the Republicans voted yes. The ones voting no on impeachment were Colin Peterson from Minnesota and Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey. other than that, it was a pretty straight down the middle or aisle. Justin Amash, who's an independent, voted yes. And the U.S. House voted total 232 to 196 this morning to pass a resolution that lays out the rules for the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump as it heads into a more public phase. So this is the first time that they voted. You'll see headlines, right, that this is Trump's nightmare. I disagree. I think Trump is actually happy about this. I think he is going to use this to his advantage because that's what business people do, right? Like whenever there's a market that falls or whenever there's a business that goes under, you can always, you make good business people know how to make lemonades out of lemons, right? Life gives you lemons to make lemonades. And this impeachment inquiry, it's even though it's wasting tons of our money, tons of our time, the Senate's not going to impeach him. I mean, he's not going to be removed from office, right? It allows him to look like it's a witch hunt. In fact, Trump tweeted, the greatest witch hunt in American history. So this vote comes as Tim Morrison, who was Trump's top advisor for Russia European Affairs, is testified behind closed doors in the impeachment inquiry. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway said the administration is considering bringing aboard additional staff to combat the impeachment inquiry. I just get a feeling that Trump is totally fine with this. He told them months ago, impeach me, years ago. You want to impeach me? Impeach me. Go for it. Bring it. He's been prepared for this. And I think it allows him to do, you know, his whatever he wants to do presidentially, right, get other things done without having to really deal with Congress. He doesn't want to deal with Pelosi and Schiff and Schumer. And he gets to now, while they're all muddling around and, you know, fiddling around with impeachment hearings and all that, he could just continue to do what he does. And then we have an election coming up, and he'll be able to say, look, this is what we did. We got the ISIS leader killed. We brought in all these companies back. We started all these jobs. That's what we did. So I kind of have a feeling that he's fine with this. In fact, necessary. Did you guys watch Die Hard? Remember when the bad guy Hans, right, was trying to calm everybody down because all the bad guys were like, oh my gosh, the FBI is here, the FBI is here. You know, they're going to, you know, and he's like, it was necessary. They needed that because then the FBI could shut down the grid to the electricity, and that's what they were counting on in order to get into the vault or whatever. Great movie. Die Hard, one of my favorite movies. That is what I think is going on right here. I think if I'm crediting Trump with the credit he deserves, this is exactly according to plan. And he needs Congress to be distracted and to make fools of themselves trying to impeach him for something they can't prove him on, or if they can prove, whatever, while he can make certain moves that solidify what he wanted to do as president. So let them, you know, again, the show must go on. So Democrats said they were focusing on their constitutional duty. They talked about following the law, protecting national security interests. Republicans railed against the process, echoing the White House argument that there is no due process for the president and no Republican input into the proceedings, and accused their colleagues across the aisle of trying to overturn the 2016 election. So this debate is, I mean, and, you know, by 34 votes, they're moving forward. But the two Democratic defections were Congressman Jeff Andrew and Colin Peterson of Minnesota. They hold swing districts, and Trump carried those districts in the 2016 election. And so if they want to still be voted in, they chose themselves over, you know, the party. And we'll see where that goes. That might help them. That might hurt them. This is why I don't want to be a politician. You know, in order for you to do what you want to do, you have to be elected. You know, and I've told people this, you know, if I run for office, I'm going to do things right. I'm going to listen to the people. I'm not going to let anybody, you know, lobby me and give me money. And I'm going to, yeah, but the problem is the only way to win an election is you need to fundraise. And if you haven't fundraised a certain amount, you have to drop out. So you can't go there saying, I'm going to do this. I wanted to do that. You know, I wanted to do a reality TV show where I basically, with lemonade stand sales, ran a political campaign for president. And was able to hopefully, you know, as we progress and just being the most common sense candidate out there, whether it's right or left, advance into this election. There's no way any political party would let that happen. And then you'd have the Republicans or the Democrats say we're pulling from their side and it could be a whole big mess. But I heard the reason why something like that couldn't work is because you have to show because everybody and their mother would say they're running for office, you have to have certain, I guess, benchmarks. And if you didn't financially raise X amount of money, they're not going to just let anybody run for president. They're not going to let 7,000 people be on the ballot. It's not going to happen. So, Representative Justin Amash, who's a Republican who became independent, voted in favor of the resolution. Not sure what he has to gain. And then four lawmakers didn't vote. Jody Heiss of Georgia, John Rose of Tennessee, William Timmons of South Carolina, who are Republican, and then one Democrat, Donald McEachin of Virginia. So, yeah, Nancy Pelosi presided, so, you know, everybody seems to be, you know, all giddy and, you know, thinking this is one of the most exciting things to happen and we're going to see history, and because we got to see Bill Clinton impeached, even though he's never left office, now we're going to be able to see history and see if Trump could be impeached and removed and all that. I think this is exactly what he needs. What are they saying? That a whistleblower revealed concerns that President Trump asked the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden's during a July 25 phone call. Trump denied any wrongdoing and called the call perfect. So there's been this inquiry. I still don't know what proof they have. They always say they have whistleblowers and their people there's interviewing and all that. But you know, as an American, I do get a little frustrated with these quote-unquote witch hunts. Okay, if we have somebody doing something wrong, and you have both sides, you know, always divided, as a citizen, you don't know what the hell's going on. All right? I mean, you know, is he guilty? Is he not? And we don't want anybody corrupt in office, but we also don't want people who are so mad that the country's going well, that they're just not going to let up. And so, you know, I've been asked, is it really, really a big deal if a president, you know, asks for somebody to, you know, be investigated? And, you know, here's the thing. All right, there are levels of behavior and levels of decorum that we expect our leaders to have. And we want to make sure that nothing, quote unquote, shifty is going on. My guess is the average politician has done something shifty. My guess is many of these politicians have had affairs. I'm not accusing Trump of that. I'm not accusing Clinton or whatever. But, you know, it's been an ongoing joke and stereotype that your politicians are not the best people. Your best people are your priests and rabbis and kids and teachers and, you know, nurses and doctors, you know, those, and those people will never make it in politics because you have to appease people who are donating to you. And that kind of goes against your morals. 1-877, Dr. Sally, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House voted along party lines Thursday to approve the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, opening a new public phase to the probe and inching closer to articles of impeachment. Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan reacts to the resolution.
I want y'all to think about something. This morning, I was in an impeachment deposition, but then had to leave that to come to the floor for a vote on the rules for impeachment. That's what that says it all about this entire process. And it is a sad day. It really is for this country. What the Democrats have put our nation through for now almost 4 years.
Folks in the Midwest are gearing up for an early winter storm with possible lake effect snow. The storm system blasting out of Canada is expected to bring the coldest air of the season to Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If somebody said they would pay you $3,300 to get the flu, would you do it? To get the flu, would you get $3,300? I might. I mean, if I knew I would get better. Now, as a doctor, I have to tell you, never take that deal. But if I knew that I could get better, you know, and I could be in a controlled environment where if I needed IV fluids or if I, you know, start to get a pneumonia, you could have an antibiotic. I might consider doing that. Well, apparently scientists from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases are infecting willing subjects with influenza A, the H1N1, which has caused, you know, pandemics like swine flu. I don't think it's as bad as the H3N2. And it's closely monitoring their symptoms to better understand how the virus works and how to control it. So each adult will get about $3,300. 80 adult participants across four research facilities are going to get a nasal spray with the virus, real virus, not watered down, spend 1 week at an inpatient facility until they stop shedding the virus and basically potentially infecting other people. So they would test them and see if they're still shedding the virus. Now, that's what makes it hard. I don't think I could be locked up in an inpatient facility for a week. That's 7 days. Now we're looking at 400 or 500 a day. I don't know if I would do that. No, answer is no. No. So as the volunteers cough, sleep, shiver, researchers are going to glean how levels of pre-existing flu antibodies impacts the duration and severity of the participants' flu symptoms. So the study runs now until May, which is the flu season. Flu season basically starts October 1, ends roughly into May. And they are going to be at vaccine research units at the University of Maryland, Baltimore, St. Louis University Center for Vaccine Development in Missouri, Duke University in North Carolina, and Ohio Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. So why are they doing this? Well, the CDC estimates that 36,000 to 61,000 people died from the flu in the U.S., between October 18th, 2018 and May 2019. Now remember, a year before that, I think we had 60, 70,000 flu deaths. So last year, 36,000 to 61, they suspect. Now some of you will say, why the number so broad? How do they not know? Well, they don't know because if somebody died of pneumonia, a lung infection, and nobody tested that person for flu, that person's not going to get counted. So they can't say, all right, well, this person had it, so if somebody came in or had a heart attack and nobody tested to see if they had the flu a few days before, you can't count that person. So it's an estimate. More than 500,000 people were hospitalized with the flu. And now, how does flu kill? Well, flu itself won't kill you. You won't die of H1N1 or H3N2, but you can die of dehydration. If you have a real high fever and you don't keep your fluids in and you're vomiting, you can die of a pneumonia, a bacterial infection, or even a viral pneumonia that takes over your lungs. Because you are weak with the flu, you can die of asthma, an asthma attack, a COPD attack, heart attack. Other bacteria can take hold, infection, sepsis. So the flu can turn deadly, and that's why flu season is so deadly, and we say get the flu shot because the flu weakens you so that you can't, unfortunately, fight these other diseases. I also suggest make sure you get your pneumonia shot if you're due, because I wonder if 2 years ago we also had a nasty pneumonia strain. So, the annual flu vaccine. People ask, how good is it this year? We don't know. We're getting hints that it may not be as good. The World Health Organization had said a couple weeks ago they think it's a mismatch. They think that the virus, the H3N2, is going to be the predominant strain based on what we saw in Australia, and we follow Australia's flu season before we come into our own. And the H3N2 virus is very virulent. It's very it evolves very quickly and mutates very quickly. The thing is even if our flu shot is only 20% effective or 25% effective, that's still going to save 20% of the population to get it, 25%. All right, and hopefully that'll be you. And the other thing too that I really think happens is even if it's not 100%, when you get the flu shot, like the years I got the flu shot, I still didn't get the flu because I think what happened is my body was like, it's good enough. You know, it's basically as close as it could be. I think I'll fight this sucker off. So when I did get the flu, even though I might have had a flu shot that wasn't the best, I think my immune system still did what it needed to do. So, you know, we can't mess around. And we're coming into November, obviously. This is not the time to put off flu shots. But what's really fascinating about this is I've been telling you guys for years that science is limited because we can't take people and make them sick on purpose. Okay? You know, there were studies years ago, decades ago, where they took prisoners, they took, people who were sick in hospitals and would do studies on them, and their consent was most of the time never given, or not a proper informed consent. Now we have informed consent where we tell you everything. And everything that we know, we make you sign a form, you know, so we don't get sued if anything happens. Still, though, people can sue. A lot of informed consent doesn't protect you that much because, you know, a jury will always feel sorry for the patient. So, like, let's say I am asked to remove your ingrown toenail, and I have to give you informed consent. Well, the lidocaine I could give you, you could have a reaction to. The numbing medicine might not wear off, and you'll have numbness, even though these are really rare cases. You could get an infection, because you will have an opening where that nail was in the far corner, and it could be a little pocket for infection. You could get infection, and that could possibly cause you to lose a toe. You could lose a toe and be so infected that you could eventually die. I have to talk about all that with informed consent or have it on paper for them to read. The average person, though, doesn't read through all that and doesn't go, oh, if I could die from this, no thank you. And they just say, go ahead and do it. So then, let's say something happens, and I've never had an issue happen with an ingrown toenail, but let's say something does happen, and now they want to sue. Well, it all depends on the lawyer, it all depends on the jury. And if they're like, well, they made them rush and sign it, and they never explained it when they signed it, it's he said, she said. So it's a little tricky. We're trying to make informed consent, you know, a little bit more foolproof, you know, where we have a witness in the room and all that. But, you know, if bad things happen, people are going to want to sue. So we lack a lot of studies where we can try something on you and see what happens. But it looks like in this particular case, they have in a very controlled environment, we're going to actually give you guys a flu. Make sure you don't get secondary infection. Make sure you're not going to die. Make sure it doesn't affect your heart. Make sure it doesn't affect anything else, which you can't 100%, you know, control. And we're going to watch you and get a study. I'm excited about a study like this because you could get some real good data. I mean, if they have designed this study well, they could get a lot of data from people that have the flu in a controlled environment. They could see how much they shed. They could see, I mean, I don't know what they're going to study, but you know how obese people can shed the virus longer than skinny people? So even if that person doesn't have the flu, they can make other people in their family sick with the flu because they, shed more of the virus. That was a study that came out last year. They could see what happens if you drink vitamin C, what happens if you don't get enough sleep. There's a lot they could do in a very controlled environment on this. So hopefully it's a good study, and hopefully all these people recover nicely. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am looking at some of these Halloween costumes for kids, and Lord have mercy, they're like $100, $150. How are parents doing that? When I grew up, we made our own costume. Right? We did the ghost thing. I think my mom made me into a cat. I think I did that once. A lot of times for Halloween, you would dress as a girl or a boy. My my mom in the 50s, that's what she and her brother did before he died. He had died of leukemia when he was 13. But for Halloween, there was one picture where he dressed up as a girl, she dressed up as a boy, and that was a Halloween outfit. It was cheap, you know, because they didn't have money. And it was a costume, and everybody thought it was cute and funny. And, you know, can't do that now. That's not politically correct. But it was a way to do a costume where, and you felt like you were part of the festivities, even if you didn't have a lot of money. You know, when I first started out, my son, one of his favorite movies was Monsters, Inc. And he was, I think, 2 or 3 years old. And so I saw a Sully costume, you know, the blue monster costume. And I was at Target, and it was $35. And I was like, that's a lot. That is a lot of money to spend on a Halloween costume. But I'm like, it's all right, I'll just work a little extra, you know, because we were just starting out. And I was like, and you don't make a lot of money when you first start your practice because insurance companies don't pay. But I'm like, I'll just see a few extra patients and pay for that. But I really had to get that for him because I wanted him to, you know, have that costume. He was adorable. His very first Halloween, the older one, was a Blue's Clues. He was a baby. He was maybe 8 months old at the time, so he didn't really know what he was doing, but he was Blue's Clues. The other baby, when he was born 6 days before Halloween, so there was a ladybug infant costume. So I dressed him up as a ladybug. And older brother was like, what? Ladybug? He's a boy. I go, it's okay. Ladybugs are boys, too. Boys can be ladybugs. So we dressed him up as a ladybug, and he hates that I made him a ladybug. But it was so cute. He was my little ladybug baby. So, you know, Halloween doesn't have to be that expensive. Now, you know, there are some very creative ways to do Halloween. I see some people, you know, unfortunately, really going all out, like making zombie, what is this? Oh, remember the woman who made her face look like it was torn off? And you could tell it's makeup, you know, as a doctor, but to a lot of people, they couldn't, and it looked like she really lost a lot of her face. And but that took a lot of time, a lot of money. Somebody did an SR-71 costume. A Massachusetts teen named Tommy. 1 year did an X-Wing fighter from Star Wars, another a dragon from Game of Thrones. But this time, he, because he's in a wheelchair, his family, this is really, really cool, turned his wheelchair into an SR-71 Blackbird jet. As Tommy's late grandparents both served in the Air Force. Now, that's cool. With that, go all out. Go all out. Daddy and daughter did a zombie shoot. I'm looking at that on Fox News. Hot dog costumes. One costume that I think is supposed to be pretty popular this year, not sure why, was the Popeye's chicken sandwich costume that was sold out. So remember Popeye's kind of went up against Chick-fil-A and said, our sandwich is better than Chick-fil-A. So the costume is somebody dressed up as the Chick-fil-A, mascot, and then somebody else dressed in a sexy chicken sandwich and saying, talk to the hand, but then sold out. All right, so, you know, anyway, weird costumes out there, a lot of them dirty. I really don't understand why people have to do, you know, and it's not funny. You know, there's always somebody that does a Halloween costume that, I guess, accentuates certain body parts. You know, like with a snake or, you know, you don't have to do that. But there are some other cute ones. I'm looking at one, it's called the Deer in the Headlight. So you have somebody with a deer mask, and then you see the girl in a black dress with looking like a street with a yellow line, but the headlights, the only problem is the headlights are where her boobies are. So, again, that might be a little too dirty. A pinata costume. I see a guy dressed up as a pinata. That looks pretty cute, and he's walking around with a bat, so I guess people could bang, you know, yeah. What else? Cheese ball. somebody, I guess, is wearing a cheese ball costume with orange hair. That's not, to me, exciting, but something people could do. Cornhole costume as Shut Your Cornhole. I guess there's that. People dress their animals. There's a guinea pig mermaid animal. So if you guys are taking your guinea pig out with you on Halloween, there's a mermaid costume for that. There's apparently a costume with a dog that's dressed up as Chucky, is it? Where he's running around and it's, yeah. Oh, remember Forky? You could be Forky on was it Toy Story? Look, how to save money. That's what I want to teach you guys, how to save money. So what I did one Halloween, I told you guys it was really, really easy, is I dressed up inside out. I had my clothes, then I put on my bra and panties, and then I had Kleenex on the bra and a maxi pad on the panties, and I was inside out. And it was great. It was cheap. It was free. It was one of the easiest things to do. And it wasn't the sexiest. I wasn't trying to be sexy. Maybe not the most child-friendly, but I was inside out. So it worked for me. I told you one of my friends was windblown. What he did is he messed up his hair. He used metal wires to hold his shirt, and he held his arms up. And then he had taped pieces of paper to his shirt. And then he looked like he was, right, windblown. I thought that was pretty smart. I took a orange Halloween garbage bag, filled it up, made myself look like a pumpkin, put on some green tights, and had like a green scarf in my hair, looked like a pumpkin. Not again, you didn't have a lot of money, but it was a waste to do it. According to the IB Times, you could be eye candy. You get a pair of googly eyes, stick them to your shirt, and then you stick candy to the same shirt, and you are technically eye candy. They said you could also be Smarty Pants. To create this costume, you attach small packets of Smarty candies to a pair of pants. And then you could even add a pair of glasses. So just sticking Smarties onto your pants, Smarty Pants. I think that's cute. Some people are Legos. It's very easy to make a box and look like Legos. Basically, you poke holes and you put those cups, like those red cups in there. So it looks like, yeah, so you could do that, and then you could just paint it blue. You could also be a present. You basically have a box, cardboard box, wrap it up, decorate it, and put armholes and your body into it. Pretty easy. Dominoes are great. You dress in black, and then you put white paper circles onto your outfits in the style of a domino. Not that hard. Pig in a blanket. You might get a costume pig nose, and then you wear a blanket. So you have pig in a blanket. Not that expensive. Pumpkin pie. This is for us math geeks. So you basically take any shirt that's orange, attach the pie symbol, grab your pumpkin pie. That's, yeah. I'm not a big pumpkin pie. You could stick a key right on the back of your shirt, and then you could look like a wind-up doll. Men in black, you could just wear a black suit. That's it. White undershirt, black tie, black glasses. So, Halloween's not have to be that expensive. I know a lot of you guys were invited to parties or were invited to go trick-or-treating, and you didn't want to do it. You know what I was for one Halloween? I had a C on my shirt. I was a confidential email that Hillary Clinton identified with the letter C. So I was one of Hillary Clinton's confidential emails. That's what it was for Halloween. It was great. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.